Welcome everyone to yet another episode of Demimonde Paranormal Podcast. How's everyone doing tonight? I hope you guys are well, because tonight I'm taking you all on a trip to the ocean, to the seven seas. So let us journey on these treacherous waters and discover pirates, ghosts of pirates, ghost ships, and what is, or who is, Davy Jones. We will also learn about some ways of life of the pirate and ways of torture as well. Well, mainly ways of torture for tonight's episode. But also, I thought it'd be interesting. Chloe the cat just came in again. Anyway, I thought it'd be interesting to learn about the supposed ghost of Captain Blackbeard. And we're gonna get into him quite a bit this episode, here and there. And many other pirates, in fact. So, without any further ado, let's get started on tonight's pirate episode. For those of you who don't know, I'm Tori from Demimonde Paranormal. I'm the host for each and every episode that you see here on Demimonde Paranormal Podcast. And I'm also the founder of Demimonde Paranormal on Facebook.com as well. Feel free to join us. It's a private group for a small family of paranormal seekers. Just, you know, seeking out the truth and telling our stories and sharing what we find interesting about the world with each other. Hope to see you guys there. But for right now, let's get into these very mysterious and intriguing tales. So, how many of you guys have ever watched the show Black Sails? I think it's on Starz, like the cable channel Starz, if you guys didn't know. Premium cable. How many of you guys have ever watched that show? Let me know. Let me know how it is. A lot of people say that it's boring. A lot of people say that it's super violent and just very gory, but that's to be expected because, after all, we're talking about pirates. But I guess if you're just being gratuitous with it, it, you know, just cancels out the storyline that you're trying to get across. But anyway, if any of you guys have ever seen it and liked it or hated it, let me know. So, for right now, before we actually get into the swashbuckling pirates, I thought I'd tell you guys about a few ghost ships that I found during research, you know, while surfing the web. Now, the first ship that I have written down here is one of the most famous. You may know this ship from many, many things. Paintings and poems and stories and even SpongeBob. This is the Flying Dutchman. As the legend goes, it's said that the Flying Dutchman is a cursed ship, doomed to forever sail the seas and never ever take port. Sightings of the ship, which is usually during bad weather such as storms, brings on bad luck to those who pass by her. The captain of the ship, supposedly, was Baron Folket, whose trips from the Netherlands to Java were very fast, which was said to be aided by the devil. The most famous sighting of the Flying Dutchman was seen off the coast of Australia by King George the Fifth. Now, he saw the Flying Dutchman along the coast of Australia, but the ship was aglow, and the ship had become a famous trope in literature, paintings, art, movies, and as we said, SpongeBob. And also the film Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, which was made in 2006. Also, Richard Wagner's opera under the same name, The Flying Dutchman, was also created in lieu of The Flying Dutchman. And our next ghost ship is the Carol A. Deering. The Carol A. Deering. This ship ran aground off North Carolina in February of 1921, and it was investigated by five departments of the U.S. government. The ship was returning to Norfolk, Virginia after delivering a consignment of coal to Rio. The captain was W.B. Wormswell, who was drafted into the first leg of the journey due to an illness from the first original captain. He had an uneasy relationship with his crew, and mutiny was suspected when rescuers boarded the ship. On February 4th, 1921, all of the ship's navigation equipment was gone, and so was the lifeboats. But there was still food that had been prepared for the next meal, still on the tables and, you know, being prepared for the next dinner. Carol A. Deering was found to be abandoned on February 4th, 1921. It just came up to his anniversary of being abandoned to 1921 to 2021, exactly 100 years ago. Now, our next ship is the HMS Resolute. The HMS Resolute, she was a British royal ship founded in 1854, abandoned and adrift off the coast of Baffin Island, which is in the Canadian Arctic. She was sent out to find another lost expedition when HMS Resolute became lodged in an ice floe, and she was abandoned by the crew, in which there was never, ever, ever any trace of the crew ever found. Now, in an eerie scene was seen when the ship was discovered in 1855. The captain's cabin was completely undisturbed, with a teapot, a Bible, and glasses full of liquor that were still on his desk. On the ship's commander, on his chair, Captain Killett, the British flag was draped over his chair. The ship was eventually retrieved and retired in 1879. Her timbers, however, were used to construct the Resolute desk, which was used by almost every American president in the Oval Office since the 19th century. Our next ship is the SS Ulrich Bedan. In 1947, a cargo ship off the coast of Indonesia put out a distress call with the words, "All officers, including captain, are dead, lying in the chart room in bridge, possibly whole crew dead." Before help could arrive, however, a second message came through with just two words. "I die." The rescue workers met a horrifying sight when they boarded the ship. They discovered that the whole crew did indeed die. Their bodies were contorted in a position that seemed as if they were fending off some type of attacker. However, a fire broke out in the engine room that caused the ship to be abandoned. And eventually the ship did sink, leading to no answers of what actually happened and what actually led to the crew's death. All the secrets sunk to the bottom of the ocean. However, in 1948, a survivor came out and said that there was a leak of cargo, and that cargo was sulfuric acid. That was what was to blame. However, there was no apparent record of the Ulrich Bedan in Lloyd's registry. There's no record of this ship ever existing. So it leads to many skeptics of this very ship's existence. So, our next ship is a ghost ship that is very famous. You may have heard of this one. This one is called the Mary Celeste. Now, Mary Celeste set sail from New York to Genoa in 1872 on November 7th with a cargo of alcohol. And almost 1 month later, on the 5th of December, Mary Celeste was seen drifting somewhere between the Azores and Portugal. Now, the ship was seen by another ship called the Dei Gratia. That was another brigantine upon the Atlantic crossing. The captain of the Dei Gratia was Captain Morehouse, who knew Captain Briggs, the captain of the Mary Celeste. And he knew that Captain Briggs was a competent and experienced sailor. So he found this to be suspicious and ordered a boarding party on the ship to find out what may have happened. Now the boarding party found that the ship was completely abandoned, but it was still completely seaworthy. There was nothing wrong with the ship. Then Captain Morehouse split his crew and sailed Mary Celeste to Gibraltar. It's still a mystery whether Captain Briggs abandoned his ship due to bad weather or something more supernatural, a more sinister reason. Our next ship, the Octavius. The Octavius, in 1775, a whaling ship named the Herald found the Octavius aimlessly drifting off the coast of Greenland, with all of its crew frozen by the Arctic cold. The ship's captain was found in his office, sitting at his desk with a logbook in front of him. He was trying to finish a log from 1762. Now, this could mean that the Octavius had been floating with a frozen, dead crew for 13 years before being discovered. It also means that it may have returned to England from the Orient as a ghost ship. And our last ghost ship for tonight is the Lady Lovibond. On the day before Valentine's Day in 1748, the ship was due to set sail as a celebration of the captain's wedding. However, the captain's friend, who was also in love with his betrothed, so out of jealousy and rage and hate the captain's friend, he decided to steer the ship into Goodwind Sands out of jealousy, killing all on board. The ship is said to be seen floating and sailing around Kent, which has sent rescuers to board the ship only to find that it has been abandoned. They say that the ship appears every 50 years, 1798, 1898, 1948, but as of 1998, there hasn't been any reports of the Lady Lovibond. So you guys probably have heard of Davy Jones's Locker, right? So for this first bit of our second segment, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Davy Jones's Locker, what Davy Jones's Locker was, and who was, supposedly, who historians think Davy Jones was. So let's start with the actual phrase here, Davy Jones's Locker. The phrase Davy Jones's Locker is an idiom that refers to the seabed, the resting place of thousands of sailors that had drowned at sea. Sailors used the phrase to denote the afterlife of seafarers and objects such as ships that are destined for to be rested at the bottom of the ocean. But who was Davy Jones? The first reference dated back to the 18th century and was popularized as a nautical superstition among both sailors and pirates alike. In earlier times, Davy Jones was referred to as the sailor's devil and the evil god of the seas. Now, where was I, y'all? Sorry. Oh yes, Davy Jones and the evil god of the seas. Sorry, Chloe the cat disrupted me again. But anyway, according to some stories, Davy Jones may have been traced back to a pirate, Captain David Jones, who sailed across the Indian Ocean in the 1630s. Although many historians reject this explanation, saying that David Jones was not popular enough to become a legend, such as Davy Jones. Historians argue that the term goes back centuries by word of mouth, and not something that was actually recorded and written down, with an actual source in an origin. Some theories suggest that Davy Jones may have come from the name of a doopy, a malevolent ghost from the West Indies. According to the lore among the people of the islands, the ghost or the doopy comes out at night to haunt people. All right, y'all. Next, now here is where it gets really interesting. I'm going to tell you guys about a few terrifying pirates. So, our first pirate is a lady pirate, but she was far from a lady. This is Zhang Yi Cao. Now, Zhang Yi Cao was far from a lady, as I just said. She was a pirate lady, but she was the most feared and successful pirates of her day. Her fleet, the Red Flag Fleet, was the largest of her day, and it was 1,500 ships strong, and she faced down not only the Chinese, but the Portuguese and the British navies. She was able to retire with all of her pension and plunder at the age of 35. However, she did die an old lady, protecting her wealth. She was known for her intelligence, her cunning personality, and her love of decapitation. Our next freaky little pirate we have here is Black Bart. He was a regular terror for the crew and captains of the ships that he captured. He started life as a hand on a slave ship, and because of this, he never forgot his roots. Even when he became a pirate, he would also ask his crew how they were being treated by, you know, the people who were the higher ups. He made sure that the crew who were below, you know, the other higher ranking members of his ship, he wanted to make sure that the people who were on the lower ranks, they were being treated fairly and not too cruelly. Because he knew what it was like. But, however, Black Bart was quite keen on slicing offenders in front of their victims. So he liked torturing people in front of people, basically. Our next pirate is Ned Lowe. Ned Lowe, he was originally an English criminal who just so happened to take to sea. Even though he wasn't the most successful pirate of his day, I mean, he wasn't the most successful, but he still made do, okay? He still brought home some booty, okay? He was still one of the most terrifying pirates of his day. He used excessive cruelty and he loved torture. He was said to have set fire on an unwanted ship with the cook still inside it for his own personal amusement. He's made famous for his treatment of enemy captains. Once he cut off the lips of a man because that man had thrown buried treasure overboard. And he, the captain, Lowe, made the man eat his own lips after they had been cooked, just before massacring the whole crew of his enemy ship. Our next pirate is a French pirate. This is François Lillonet. Now, he was a French pirate with an intense hatred of the Spanish. He was known to torture enemy crews to get information that he needed, such as the Spanish Navy routes, so he could pretty much avoid the Spanish Navy while he was sailing through the waters. It's rumored that he even ate the beating heart of a Spanish captain and killed all of the Spanish crew, but left one survivor to send a message of no mercy. But even stranger is Captain Lillonet's fate was to be sealed in his own type of torture. He died by the hands of a cannibal who ate him. And one of the most famous pirates that we're gonna mention here tonight is Captain Blackbeard. His legal name was Edward Teach from Bristol, England. Rumor has it that Captain Blackbeard was a voodoo practitioner and that he was also into the black arts. He is also known to have a penchant for cruelty. When he would board a ship, there would be a cloud of smoke produced by lit fuses that were tied into his beard. He also had daggers, knives, and guns strapped to his chest. So, needless to say, very few could stand a fight against the legendary Captain Blackbeard. But, however, he died in action due to gun and stab wounds on November 22nd, 1718 in Ocracoke, North Carolina, USA. So, have you guys ever been curious about what maybe life was like on a pirate ship, or what it was like to be a prisoner or receive punishment on a pirate ship? Well, you're about to find out. So, I found a few of the most gruesome and creepy and just all around wrong ways of torture done by the ways of the pirate. And one of them is called the wolding. Now, wolding is wrapping a piece of rope or cord around the victim's head to create an almost tight loop, then using a belaying pin and insert it into the loop to twist it tighter and tighter until the skull is crushed and their eyes shoot across the deck. Another way of punishment or torture by the ways of the pirate is burying somebody in the sand. Now, this involved burying the person in sand below the high tide line, but they would leave the victim's head above ground, and when the tide comes in, the victim will drown. Marooning is literally just abandoning somebody who violated the code of the pirate, and what would happen is that person would be abandoned on an island or a reef for years until they pretty much died. So our next method is called keel hauling. This is when a person is tied to two ropes, one on each side of the ship, when they are thrown overboard to be passed over the keel and then dragged, and then brought back aboard on the other side of the ship. The victim bounces and slides among the barnacle-covered hull of the ship, and most do not survive this horrible punishment. Also, another punishment by the way of the pirate is to be flogged with a whip called the Cat o' Nine Tails, which is a whip with nine strands that are dipped in metal. Some other punishments is being sold into slavery, dunking, hanging, branding, or iron rod torture. I have sold into slavery twice on here. Also, I know we're all familiar with the walking of the plank, but there is only one instance of somebody being made to walk the plank in pirate history. It was mostly done as psychological torment or just merely a threat. Another punishment on a pirate ship could be rape or monk racing or monk jousting or other prisoners if monks can't be found. Now for the jousting, a monk or prisoner is mounted while a nobleman or gentleman is astride beside him. The riders are given weapons and the winning team gets to live. Now, what monk racing is when monks or other prisoners are used as mounts by various members of the crew on an inland race, on an overland race. The living monk or mount lives while the other one dies. So, we've got another type of torture here done by the pirate. This is called being tied to the mast, and basically what that is they would tie a victim tightly to the mast of the ship, and they would ignore these people for days. They were left to the elements for days and hours. And also, sweating the victim is when the victim is loosely tied to the mast of the ship and making him dance around to avoid being stabbed or cut by other members of the crew. So, what do you guys think of that? Oh my god, man. That's why you should probably never get yourself in trouble on a pirate ship. And just like a quick little honorable mention or a dishonorable mention here, I just want to mention the pirate Daniel Montbars, who was a 17th century pirate with a very cruel nature during his career of the Spanish Empire, who was his worst enemy. He, like François Lyonnais, he hated the French, he hated the Spanish. And although Daniel Montbars, he hated spilling unnecessary blood, he was still merciless to his enemies. His favorite way to torture any surviving soldiers was to cut open their stomachs and pull out their intestines and nail them to the post while beating them. So, for our third and final installment for tonight's episode, I want to talk to you guys about Captain Blackbeard's ghost on Ocracoke Island in North Carolina, USA. Now, on Ocracoke Island, a small channel of water known as Teach's Hole was made famous because supposedly Captain Blackbeard used to dock his ship there. It's also said that that's where he met his grisly end, and I do mean grisly, when his ghost may still haunt this spot to this day, though. Captain Blackbeard sailed the Atlantic Ocean from 1716 to 1718, robbing ships from the West Indies to the Carolinas of the U.S. He was very tall. He was over 6 feet. He was about 6 feet and 5 inches. And with his unbridled ferocity, it's said that Captain Blackbeard would board ships of enemies, and the crew and the captain would dare not send out one fire out one shot towards him. He was that scary. But that all came to an end on November 22nd of 1718, when the Virginia governor Alexander Spotswood sent a ship commanded by John Maynard to track down and kill Blackbeard. He surprised Blackbeard and his skeleton crew as they were anchored at Teach's Hole, and a ferocious, horrendous battle broke out, and Blackbeard was shot 5 times, and he was stabbed. Listen to how many times he was stabbed, y'all. He was stabbed 20 times, and also his whole crew was massacred. as well. If they weren't murdered, they had been captured. Blackbeard's head was chopped off and hung from the bowsprit of John Maynard's ship. Now, Captain Blackbeard's lifeless body was thrown overboard, where legend has it that the body of the captain swam around John Maynard's ship several times before finally sinking into the depths below. Now, to this day, there are claims of Captain Blackbeard's ghost that still haunts the area. Many people have reported seeing a strange light in the waters of the cove. It's thought to be Captain Blackbeard looking for his head. Some say that you can hear the voice of Captain Blackbeard on stormy nights, calling out on the winds. Some say that on a night where there is extremely or very strong angry winds and hard rain, you can hear a terrible roaring coming from the cove. It's said to sound like a pained man's voice calling out, "Where's my head?" So, our last little topic for tonight's episode is a pirate graveyard. Now, this pirate cemetery is in Madagascar, Africa. It's the small island of Ile Santa Marie, which is 4 miles off the eastern coast of Madagascar. Here is what lies are the bones of pirates of the 17th and the 18th century that terrorized the seas. For 100 years, this small island became the final resting place for an estimated 1,000 pirates. Now, a fairly recently discovered map from 1733 was found that refers to the island as the Island of the Pirates. It's situated near the East Indies trade route, and it's a beautiful spot full of trees, and it also is full of inlets and bays, so it makes a great place to hide ships. Pirates from all around the world lived in wooden huts adorned with flags which signified which captain's crew they belonged to. It was paradise with plenty of tropical fruit to eat and a good amount of loose, lustful ladies around to satisfy every pirate need. When one of the pirates died, they were buried on a scenic, palm-shaded hilltop cemetery overlooking the water. To this day, 30 tombstones remained, and if you look closely, you can see the skull and crossbone symbols indicating a pirate tombstone on the graves if you ever venture to visit the pirate island. Pirate William Kidd is buried in a large black tombstone sitting upright as a punishment for his terrible deeds, and legend has it that his treasure or his booty is buried somewhere in the surrounding sea. His legendary ship, which was rediscovered in 2000, was left docked near the island. Now, William Kidd himself is actually buried in England, but his tombstone is on the island. The pirates left the island by the late 1700s, when the French forcibly seized it. but it was returned to Madagascar in 1960. And to this day, the graveyard remains a tourist attraction and is open to the public. Now, most of the tombstones are covered in tall grass, and a lot of it is crumbling, but there are a few that you can actually still make out, all from years ago. Do you fear death? Do you fear that dark abyss? All your deeds laid bare? All your sins punished? That's Davy Jones in Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. And as we all know, that they made Davy Jones in that movie like an octopus-faced kind of Cthulhu, well, a little bit like Cthulhu, like, creature. I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen that movie. I've only seen it once, but I remember the little love story between Davy Jones and Calypso. It was actually kind of a sad one. But anyway, since we're at the end of our episode, I want to wish you guys a good night. I want to thank you guys for tuning in for tonight's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, as I enjoyed doing the research for it. It was really fascinating. I thought it was really quite interesting. And I enjoyed, you know, learning about the pirates and the ghost ships and what Davy Jones' locker could have been. And I hope I see you guys back here next week for an all-new episode of Demimonde Paranormal Podcast. I don't know what the topic will be on, but we'll figure it out. And we're coming to the end of Season 3 of Demimonde Paranormal Podcast. So once we come to the final episode of this season, we're going to take a little break for maybe 1 week or two, just, you know, just a couple Fridays. There won't be a new episode. And then we'll be back for all new content. But that won't be next week, though. That'll be when we hit about, I want to say about 20 episodes for this season. And then we'll take a little break. And then we'll be back with fresh content. Anyway, I want to wish you guys a good night. Make good choices. Stay safe. Be kind to one another. And I'll see you back here for more Friday spookiness. And another quote that I want to mention from Davy Jones in the film Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest is life is cruel. Why should the afterlife be any different?